Hello.
Hello, my name is Leticia. I've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I had a question.
Okay, I can try to assist you.
Okay, I have a daycare, and if a parent tests positive for COVID, how long should a student stay out of school?
I think the quarantine time is still 14 days.
Okay.
Yeah, let me double check. Quarantine.
I know it's 10 days in some occasions, and so I'm confused.
Yeah, it says 10 days since symptoms first appeared. Be around others after 10 days since symptoms first appeared. 24 hours with no fever, without the use of a fever reducer medications, and other symptoms are improving. Does the child have any symptoms?
No, ma'am. Just the parent. Just to make sure. I don't want him in here. Well, sure.
Right. I understand that. Okay, children. Programs.
I want to make sure.
Your child care program remains open. Drop off. Screen children. Admitted. Do you test the children's temperature once they arrive to see if they have fever?
Yes, we do that for everybody.
Okay. Okay, so it talks about that.
He doesn't have fever, but when the mom got a positive, he stayed out for 10 days, and she's bringing him back. And I can't figure out if that's okay or if he needs to be out for 14 days.
I think that's going to be okay as long as he's not displaying any symptoms. From what I'm reading.
Okay. So, yeah, what is the difference? That's where I'm getting so confused. Why is it 10 sometimes and 14? I don't understand the difference. I'm having trouble with that.
That I don't know. I think doctors normally tell people to quarantine for 14 days. And then what I'm reading on the CDC's website is saying 10 days if they're not displaying any symptoms. Let me go back to that part. It says you can be around others after 10 days since symptoms first appeared and 24 hours with no fever without the use of a fever reducer.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Okay, so probably the difference is since we know when the positive is, it's less, because if you don't know, then you have to wait for extra days for symptoms to appear.
Right, and I think that's for people who tested positive that they need to quarantine for 14 days. This baby has not tested positive.
No, just the mom.
Yes, ma'am. So I think that's what's going to be the difference. People who test positive and those who don't.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
If you test positive, you stay out for 14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope this information has been helpful. If you need more information, please visit adph.org or cdc.gov's websites. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.